We have with us today a co-founder of a social enterprise called Captains and Poets. Okay, she is Jan Frolic. She co-founded Captains and Poets with Jennifer Johnson. Jan Frolic is a serial entrepreneur and a corporate leader in the diversity and inclusion space with a focus on gender equality. She's also the senior vice president of Women of Influence worldwide. Jan has an honors BA in sociology and is a committed advocate and continual student in anti-racism, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Jan is passionate about building kids who will champion others. In fact, she's a mother to an adult and two teenagers, where she considers her important role is to raise happy, kind, self-aware kids into inclusive, socially engaged, and globally aware adults. Welcome to the Filipino Edition, Jan Frolic.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a real pleasure to be here.
Jan, Captain and Poets. Okay. The website is Captains with an S and Poets with an S .com. Why Captains and Poets?
Thank you for asking. So Captains and Poets is an archetype-based programming. So archetypes are universally known characters that people can understand and relate to. The characters do change depending on the cultures, but we have chosen to go with Captains and Poets. Captain being the navigator, the one that sort of takes charge of you, and the poet being your creative, your compassion, your empathy inside you. And we have built this curriculum based on those two archetypes, in that everybody has a captain and a poet within them. And when that they work together, you are your best, most authentic self.
What is the poet in you? And what's the captain in you?
It's a really good question. And I was thinking about that today. And it will help your listeners understand a little bit better, I think, if I tell you how my captain and poet are showing up right now. My poet is showing up nervous to be talking about something I'm so passionate about. I'm literally lying my soul out, my work that I've put so much into. And that's very scary to me. My captain, on the other hand, is pushing me, saying, it's all well and good that you've done this work, but if nobody knows about it, you can't make the kind of change that you need to. So get yourself together and go and tell the world about Captains and Poets. So they're working together. And what I hope you will get out of this is the most authentic version of me, where you hear my passion, you hear my drive, you hear my real need to make some change for our young learners.
So the hope is I see your poet and the captain in you, and hopefully you'll also see the poet and captain in me.
Okay. Yes.
So it's a curriculum. It's meant for different age groups, for children as well. Yeah, you have different levels in your website. So it's a curriculum that schools can adapt, that teachers can, implement in their classrooms. So how does it go about?
Excellent. So we have created kindergarten to grade 12 curriculum. We have built what we feel is the most inclusive programming and curriculum that is easy to adapt in the schools. We have built it so it can be turnkey, which means that the teachers don't have to feel like they're adding one more thing to their plate, because quite frankly, teachers do not need that right now. It aligns with provincial curriculum. We've mapped it all out so that it's no additional work for them. It can be run as small as one classroom. It can be run in a school. We can run it board wide. So it is, it's built for that. There are economies of scale, obviously, that it is a licensed program, and we build based on how many kids are running this program. The whole idea is the more people involved, the better. So if you have a school running it, we have better likelihood of changing culture within the school and supporting teachers doing the really important work that they're already doing, which is trying to build inclusive classrooms.
And this program and curriculum has global applications. It's not just Canadian.
Absolutely. We are hoping to scale this globally. We have interest in several different countries. We currently, actually this week, we just launched in the UK. So that was really exciting. We're a small two-person run business. So we're doing this as slowly, but as quickly also as we can, and as long as our bank accounts can manage it. We have translated our primary books into French, and we have a long way to go.
So give me an example. I know a curriculum has several activities and objectives. One of the concerns that UNICEF did with regards to children in Canada is that Canadian children have a very low life satisfaction, 1 in 4. And then 1 in 4 young people have difficulty making friends. How does your program can address that?
Yes, there's a lot of, and as we know, we're uncovering quite a bit of sadness and through COVID and in our own country, so many things are coming to light. There are so many statistics, and we have seen them all, and we know them, and we've exhausted them, and we have our own children in our own homes who are suffering the same kinds of ways, but although, you know, not the same kinds of ways. It's different for everybody everywhere. But we are a solutions-based organization, and we're really focusing on creating connections for young people, creating authenticity and belonging so that they can show up in their lives healthier, and that there is a wellness aspect to this curriculum for sure, in that self-awareness is the path to inclusion. And the very first part of this programming is self-discovery, learning about yourself, loving yourself, realizing that you have unique capabilities, abilities, features, personality. All of these amazing things that you have as an individual are yours to develop and nurture. And the very interesting thing about that is that when you have been able to do that for yourself, you organically are able to look at others with celebration and acceptance. And that is inclusion. And then you are building these beautiful, inclusive classrooms because kids know each other better. They are connecting on a very human level.
Some people say that there are other programs for self-awareness, you know, diversity, cultural, cross-cultural communications, you know, things to help you in mental health. How different is yours?
Well, there are lots of things. We as an organization bridge social emotional learning, which has been decades long learning, and the pillars are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, developing responsible decision making and skills. It also is known in the corporate as EQ, or emotional intelligence, for those of you who aren't in the school system. So this is not a new thing for sure. Where we tend to sort of part ways with the traditional social emotional learning is that we're not focusing on self-management and self-regulation. We believe that kids have everything within them to thrive and be amazing people. And all we're doing is really putting a focus on that so that they can learn that about themselves. And that is the path to being wonderful human beings, globally engaged citizens, understanding that you have agency in this world and you can make change. So how does it differ? I would say that we're foundational programming. There is a lot of programs that go into the schools, and I think what we're trying to do is moves beyond current measures that are having limited success. We like to consider ourselves sort of tilling the soil for these bigger conversations that are absolutely critical and necessary to be in these schools. We're tilling the soil so those people can plant seeds, and that the kids have an understanding of these bigger concepts. They have a place to go. So we're just giving young learners a place to put this information so they're learning that they can hold a deeper understanding and connection of each other. And often these targeted solutions that the schools have are unintentionally putting spotlights on students who are already marginalized, and they're leaving them without any support systems, and in turn leaving them more vulnerable. So we're having the baseline conversation so this doesn't happen. We're trying to get out of the loop of critical need, quick fix, critical need, quick fix. It's exhausting on our teachers.
Well, thank you very much. More information can be found through your website, Captains and Poets. Thank you for joining us today.
It's absolutely Jan. My pleasure. I'm so pleased and very honored that I get to speak to your community. Thank you so much.
Right. That was Jan Frolic, co-founder of Captains and Poets. And the website is captainsandpoets.com, and also Senior Vice President of Women of Influence Worldwide.